bring to the team yesterday with him making plays with his legs?
Well, you know, we thought it was good. We hoped going to the game would be that way. I think he showed that he, and I thought we saw that in practice on Thursday when we were out here competing against the defense, that he was playing without worrying about injury. He played fearless, I think, which was probably what we were hoping we'd see. And you know, he got sacked early on a mental error by one of the players, and he took that and no problem. And then, you know, like we said, he made plays without thinking about his shoulder when he had to take off on the time he tripped over CJ. You know, and he gets up and runs for about 20-some yards. You know, then he, on a fourth and two, our routes covered, and he goes and converts a first down. And then his third and one, they have our play covered, and he makes two guys miss and gets a first down. So I think we didn't know how much of that he would do. This is a game where those things came up, but that's what he's capable of doing. And just like in the Detroit game, he threw for almost 400 yards that day because that's what we needed. I think he's that kind of quarterback that every week it could be a different type of game the way he plays it. And he's exciting to watch, and I think it is contagious when you have a young guy like that running around making plays.
Turnovers are always important, but are they maybe the most important thing to this team right now? I mean, it seems to suggest that the way these games have gone.
I think all teams they are. I mean, that's usually the one stat that holds true most times, is especially when it's a big number like ours was 2 weeks ago, and then how Miami's was yesterday. You know, when they have four, we don't have any. That usually means we win, they lose, and it did, and the same thing holds true. So that's something that you're always you're trying to avoid. And you know, like I said, we had three of the last four games without a turnover in three out of the four, and that's what they'll be able to continue to do, and especially on the road like we did yesterday. And the defense got four, which was huge, and set the tempo for the game when McCourty pulled out that ball on Bush and we got the ball at the 22-yard line. I mean, that was a huge play, and the fact that we turned around and got 7 points on it was big. So those are the things that it went our way yesterday, and guys made plays, and it was fun to watch.
Is there something about McCourty? I mean, he had the one before the halftime against Pittsburgh. It seems like every one of his forced turnovers have had a big impact this year.
They have. I think most of our turnovers we've had, we haven't had a lot. You never have enough. You need more, and we got four yesterday. I think we've had nine all year, so they've been hard to come by for us, and we've been giving up the ball too much on offense at times that have hurt us. So. He's made some big plays. Jason has. He made a great play in the end zone on a ball, too. I think he just had a good, solid year, and he has been a guy that in Buffalo and Pittsburgh in this game have come up with big plays for us.
How encouraged are you by, you know, after last week, for the way this team was able to rally and come back and turn in the performance yesterday as you prepare for the final stretch run?
Well, like I told him after the game, we're proud of them. We're proud of because it's, again, 3-6 and coming off the 2 weeks we did, one game we thought we should have won and one game we turned the ball over and gave it away. So I thought the way they handled the whole week was good. I thought practice was solid all week. I thought they realized it was, if anything was going to change what happened, it was going to be us, it was going to be them. And they came out Sunday, I thought, ready to play, which I think they do every week. And they played hard and things went our way early and we took advantage of all of our situations. And then you saw the confidence growing throughout the game. And they had fun. You have fun when you're winning and making plays on offense and defense. So it was fun to watch that. And now it's, like we said, they get a break. But, we got six games to go, and we know we got to win most of them if we're going to have a chance at playing any more games than the 16. And that's kind of how we're going to focus it. You know, can we build off that game last week and when we play Jacksonville and come out and play the same way on the road again?
Is it a coincidence that coming off the Bears game where you guys had so many turnovers and then have a game where you forced so many turnovers did you glean anything from the Bears game that would help you going into that game?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe when you see it right in front of you, when our defense sees some other team strip us like that and create those kind of plays and see firsthand how it deflates you or how it changes the game. I don't know. I assume when you see something, you realize, you know what, we need to be doing more of that. So you hope, like we said, when something bad like that happens to you, you hope something good came out of it. And maybe that did. Maybe that did for the defensive guys. And maybe even for the offense, realizing, you know what, I need to hold on to this thing a little tighter. Because, again, we're not a big fumbling team, but for some reason that game we were. And so it was a combination of them and us, I guess, in that game. But so hopefully that's some of the positives that came out of losing a game like that last week.
What's the timing of the bye week? I mean, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good. What would you prefer now that you can do anything to change it?
You know, I think middle of the season is usually probably a good way to go. That, you know, if we've had them all, so I definitely don't like it early. I like it week 8, week 9, we're in week 10. which is fine because, again, this is because you have to kind of, as a head coach, I think you have to decide, okay, well, what kind of off week you're going to do. And the later is harder to do an awful lot of physical work this week. So I think, having that 8, 9, 10, I would rather just because it gives you a, and for us as coaches, we can kind of watch and look back and self-scout and see really what we've been doing well. And you have a lot of material, a lot of work to look at, which can get some tendencies of really what we are doing well, what we're struggling at, what we can, kind of tweak here for the last six games.
What's the schedule like this week? And do players kind of need to get away and block out football for a little bit, you think?
I think so, to some degree. I think players are finishing up today. They're still here. And we're done. We're not going to do anything until next Monday as far as the football team goes. The coaches will be here. Like I said, we're going to work on self-scout us, see what our tendencies are, spend a lot of time the next couple of days on those kind of things of what we're doing, how other teams look at us as an offense, defense, special teams. Then you kind of look at what we're doing, what plays have been effective for us, what personnel, what groupings. I mean, you look at all those things over the next couple of days that we can, so we come out, when the players come back on Monday, we'll kind of present to them things that we think we need to improve upon. We can watch some tapes with them, show them what we're talking about, maybe route concepts that we want to change. It could be, we play more, in defense, should we blitz more? Are we having more success when we blitz? Are we more successful with a three-man rush or a four-man rush? So you start looking at all those things to see, because sometimes you lose focus when you're going from week to week. It's hard to keep up with sometimes what's really working. You don't realize some things. So this gives a chance to go back and look at the last 10 weeks and see what we need to change, what we need to adjust, what we're doing better, maybe some plays we're not doing enough of. So we'll do that as coaching staff, and then Monday when they come back, we'll have a good competitive practice with pads on Monday. So we thought that was better to get a great work day when they get back in town a week from today and have a good offense versus defense type of day and work on situations we think we need to work on, and then start a normal game. Then have a Tuesday off and start a normal game week.
And are NFLPA rules? I mean, you're not allowed to have. Did you give them a little extra time, or are you just not allowed to?
Yeah, I think it's no. You're not allowed. You have to give them at least 4 days off in a row, which is over the weekend. You have to give them that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday as a minimum. I think you can go Friday. There's different things you can do. You can go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But it has to be 4 days in a row, including the weekend, is the general rule of thumb there that they have to have. I didn't want to go into next week. I wanted them back on Monday because I want to have that workout on Monday, which I think, again, for me is as a player, if you had me come in and work Wednesday of this week or Thursday, and again, we have a lot of guys that are hurt that wouldn't be able to practice anyway, so you're not going to get the work you want. And I felt if I was going to pick a day to have a great practice, I'd rather have it next Monday than I would Wednesday, because all guys' mind is on is where they're going, what they're doing. It's not necessarily on us getting better and us what you're trying to achieve, I think, in that practice. I think if you do it next Monday, you get fresher guys, healthier, everyone's kind of on the healthy side, and you can get some great work out of the Monday and then get back into your normal routine of Tuesday off and then start working for Jacksonville on Wednesday.
Speaking of those injuries, you think this week off is going to be a boost to Colin McCarthy, or is that enough time to give him?
It should help him. I thought last week, this game, he was probably felt a lot better than he had the last two games. He played better, made plays in this game. I thought overall, even though he had a scare there where he thought he re-injured it, he didn't, luckily. And I think this helps him a lot. And just guys have a lot of he's got a lot of the nagging stuff. And it's great for Jake, I think, to play one game, have some success, and then have a chance to kind of get into a routine of an off week and get treatment. And so he got through it pretty well. So, yeah, I think it's for that regard, it's good for those guys. And the guys that are injured, obviously, you have to get treatment, and they'll be here in town. They that's kind of you can go away and get away from it unless you're injured.
What about momentum? You got a positive, nice big win. You could keep it going. The other guys take a break and relax. Do you worry at all?
If they handle themselves right, and they have. I mean, we had a mini break after the Pittsburgh game. We came back and went to Buffalo and played pretty well. So we had a small break there. We had the 3 days off there. So this is a little bigger than that. But I think it's just something we need mentally and physically because what we've been through. I'm glad we won it because we needed it, and that'll be a lot easier to the mentally be more positive when we do come back. But I think we'll be fine. I think the fact that you're 4-6 and you're kind of still not far from being in the pile, and we got to win 3-4 games or so in a row to kind of get it where we need to get it, and that's not going to be easy to do. So, yeah, I think it's I hope we use it to a positive.
First half of this these 10 games, you didn't run the ball very well. Last half, you've run the ball very well. How confident are you that these last few games are the real Titans in that respect?
Well, I think we feel that way. I felt coming into the Miami game, we felt very confident that we could run the ball, and we did. We've been playing good defenses. We knew it would be a challenge, but I think the confidence has gotten a lot better. With the run, I mean the whole scheme itself. I think Bruce Matthews and Zern Health, the tight end coach, and have done a really good job of staying consistent, not letting the lack of success the first 3-4 weeks have us change things and have us throw technique out the window and think, well, we got to do something drastically different because we're not getting the results we want. And I think they hung together what they believed in. I think CJ was the same way. He believed in what we're doing. We knew if we had more opportunities, like we try to preach, you know, all we need is more opportunities, which we finally got in certain games. And I think confidence grew. And then all of a sudden, CJ takes a run last week, or in the game yesterday, that may have been a 4-yard loss in week one. It was a 21-yard touchdown in week 10. So, I mean, that's the difference, is that we're – and then other runs are – instead of having a minus run, we're getting +3. So you're not seeing us have the minus runs. And that's what killed us. CJ had 8 carries for 16 yards in some of those games, but it was because he had 5 minus runs that were like -6, -5, -4, and you just can't win football games doing that. And I think that was our biggest problem. I thought a lot of the blocking wasn't as bad as people thought it was, and we proved – we just said, hey, we just got to be patient, and we did that, and I think what you saw is what we're going to have to be the next 6 weeks.
Did you limit some of the Jake's throws yesterday, or scale the playbook down a little bit just because he missed so much?
No. We had he's a smart guy. He felt comfortable doing just about everything. I mean, I think Chris did a good job of sticking with things we thought he was good at. And again, the game was what it was, so we didn't have to throw the ball as much as he had to the last time he played. So then when you run the ball well, it takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback, and the play action was there. And he was smart. I mean, you come out after your first game and not playing, he threw about 4 balls away when nobody was open. He could have forced things in there and created a turnover because he could have felt, man, I have to make a play here. I have to do something. And he didn't do any of those things, I thought, which is rare for a quarterback who hasn't played in 5 weeks. You thought he would have done, you know, some of those. And there's a couple balls that were short. You know, they wish he had back. The one to D-Ray, I mean, could have been a possible big play early when he underthrew it. But other than that, I thought, like I said, he made really good decisions. He handled the run game very well, checking us in and out of plays. You know, they were blitzing off both edges. We caught them in blitzes quite often with some big runs because he got us in the right play. And so he handled himself very well there. And the protections, the same way. He knew where to go. They played a cookie. They cover zero, came after him. And he sat in there. The protection was good. And him and Cook read it right. And we scored a huge touchdown coming out of halftime. So he did a lot of things very well, even though statistically, you know, 2 touchdowns was good. No turnovers was huge. And, you know, he threw away balls when he should have.
It looks like his shoulder's okay. Did he have an MRI today?
No. No, he felt good. I mean, even watching the tape with him, I think he didn't even realize some of the times he got hit pretty good. I think he thought getting up, it was no big deal. And I think he just played that way. And I think that's why he played well. He wasn't concerned for his shoulder. I think he played with a lot of confidence. And I think that was our doctors did a good job, I think, of making sure he was healthy. And I think that so his confidence is very strong on his shoulder, and so he played that way, and it was fun to watch him not be real concerned about, you know, that way you can call a game and not worry about it when you see the quarterback handle himself so well.
Did you give any thought to taking CJ out earlier than you did, or did he want to stay in there?
He wanted to stay in. I mean, there's been too many games where we haven't been able to run the football or hadn't had the chances, and he had a shot to run 20 plus times, and I think he wanted to get a feel for what that felt like. So he said, "Why don't I give, you know, we were going to take him out a series earlier." He said, "Why don't you give me one more series?" And we said, "That's fine, because we're going to run it. We want to run some plays he hadn't run in a while, a counter and some other things that he wanted to get a chance to run." So I think it's exciting. You guys want to keep playing, and he wants to have success. And like I said, those first 4 or 5 weeks, he was only getting 8 and 10 carries. So we weren't going to overdo it by any means, but I thought it worked out well. I think he had 22 or 23 carries.
Does it seem like he's running any
I'd say he's running. I mean, I'm not going to – I don't think it has anything to do. I think he's running – I think he could have these same yards in the beginning of the season if we had the same opportunities. If the schedules fall different ways, games end up with certain ways. But we felt coming out of camp that we'd be playing much better. And it wasn't all CJ. Obviously, we probably weren't blocking as well coming out of camp as we are now. We're getting a feel for what we're trying to do, I think. And it's shown the last 6 weeks, I think, as far as the running game being much better and, as good as any running game out there. And I think when the season ends, that'll prove out. And he's running good. I mean, he ran on the third down. He ran hard, got a first down. I mean, he put his head down and getting the extra yards, and he's not, you know, the big runs are coming, but they're not something he's looking to do every snap. And I think when you run the ball a lot, then you're not pressing as much. You're not concerned for, man, I'm only going to get 10 touches. I have to do something special. He knows he's going to get 15 to 20, 25 runs now, so I think his mindset's a lot different. He's just running more relaxed and confidently.
Have you guys kind of reestablished your identity as kind of a run-first team, you think, over the past?
No, I think we're still, you know, I think we'll do whatever we think it takes to stay on the field. I think if you can run, believe me, it opens up a lot. It opens the play-action game, which you saw, you know, Matt and Jake the last few weeks have some good completions there. But, I mean, we'd come out in a game like we did with Jake in Detroit and throw it six times in a row, too. I mean, he was 5 for 5 in that game. And we do the same thing with Matt. I think depending on who we're playing against, I mean, I think our philosophy is somewhere we'll get the run in there, we'll get it rolling. But no, I think we'll just, depending on who we're playing, or maybe a different approach in that first quarter. But eventually, the goal would be to get those 25 carries and take over the game somewhere in there.
How do you see how right now it's going, first team games, and is he pretty much on his own and when to bring that ball out?
No, we kind of. I mean, it's a kind of more of a feel for if he's catching it going forward versus going back, and that kind of, he has a decent knack for it. There's maybe one game where we told him not to bring it out if it's past five because of the timing in the game, what's going on in the game situation. But overall, he's making good decisions on that. He did a good job yesterday with his punt returns. I think he was averaged about 14 yards per punt return. Which was real good, very helpful for the offense. That was good. He got about 10 or 12 plays on offense. I thought he was going to break that run at the end. The way he hit that hole at the end of the game, I thought he was through there, and he had about a 10 or 12 yard run there. So he can catch. And again, he wins. He won one on one with the matchup, and we had a chance at a big play there that Jake missed him early in the game. So he brings another weapon to the offense when CJ needs a rest, and he's learning the protections pretty well, which is another big thing. So I think he's another dimension that we have here that we didn't have before.
You guys got a number of passes defensed, I think 9 or 10 yesterday. Anything in particular you guys are doing well in that regard?
No, I just think that, I just think we, it was nothing. I mean, I just think it was guys got confidence we were playing. I think they were jumping receivers more maybe so than we had in the past. I think when you start off making, the defense starts, the ball bounces your way a little bit, you get more confident in what you're doing. And that's what I think the guys are playing more aggressively, and that we haven't had things go our way in a while, especially on defense. I mean, you think the ball seemed to always bounce the other way, and all of a sudden things kind of, early in that game, things kind of went our way, and the offense took advantage of the situation. And the guy who makes the plays for us, we talked about on defense, has been McCarthy since he's been here. He's the guy that has a knack for knocking it out or fumbling or getting an interception for a touchdown, and he's been hurt since the first game. And I think our defense has really missed him. We've said that, and I think yesterday you saw more of what we thought it would be like earlier in the season. So hopefully, that's something we can build on as a defense. So you're not always going to get 4 turnovers, but in every game, but that's the kind of plays we have to believe we can make, and that's what that kind of game does for you. That you realize that those plays are there. Hey, I can pull that ball out. Hey, I can make Keem bats a ball. Now maybe. We bat more balls and something good goes our way like that play did. So you're hoping that's what comes out of that and these next 6 weeks.
Was that the best game your linebackers have played this year?
As a young group, I think that, overall, because they've made plays. I mean, all three of them had interceptions, and like I said, Keem batted the other one. And, overall, probably yes. I think as a team, obviously, we won 37-3. That's by far the best we played on offense and defense, on the road especially, all year. Every game we've won, it's been a nail-biter. And then we lost a nail biter, and then we've gotten, the game's falling apart on us in the third and fourth quarter in the other games. So, that was fun to watch us actually, from start to finish, feel like we were in total control of the game.
What's the overall mindset you think of the team as you guys take this break? And you kind of mentioned that you need to win most of them. I mean, would you still look at what's happening in the AFC and tell guys you still got a shot here?
I think they see that on their own. They'll watch games next week. I mean, they're aware of what's going on, and the good thing is that there are a lot of teams with 5 losses, 4, 5, and 6 losses, and we're still a lot has to happen our way. But all we can control is they'll keep winning, and we haven't won more than 2 in a row this year, so we know we got a lot of work ahead of us. We get that, but it's never over. I mean, I think that's what it gives you encouragement, and that we're working hard and we're heading the right direction. And we just got to see how this thing goes. We get Jacksonville there. We played them twice. We got a bunch of games in the division. So I mean, anything's possible. And I think that's when you go out there and play a game like last week, I think you get that feeling that, you know what, it is better than we thought, and we can make these kind of plays. And if you do that kind of thing every week, then good things are going to happen. So I think it's just a good confidence builder. We needed it, I think, no doubt about that. And we'll see how we respond, you know, the next game.
Coach, the network announcers kind of joked that, oh, Mr. Adams should make statements in every game. I mean, in any way, did him kind of coming out, showing his displeasure with what was going on, did that help this team?
I mean, I would say it's hard to evaluate that. I think it's, like I said, I think we were just more concentrating more on how we felt as a team, that we knew that wasn't us that went out there last week and turned the ball over six times in the first half and gave a game away. So I think there was enough on ourselves that, you know, everyone else piling on, we knew what everyone else felt about it. And obviously we know how the coaches felt, how the general manager felt, we know how the owner felt. And I think it just was that we all were not happy with how things went. We all knew we had to make something happen differently. And in this league, we know when you don't that there's consequences at some point at the end of the season or whatever, as a player or as a coach. So I don't think you ever worry about that. I think that all takes care of itself. If we don't win or people aren't happy at the end of the year, then what happens, happens. So don't worry about that. Let's just go play hard every week this week. Let's just go see what we're all about. And I think that's the mentality they took. And because these guys, when you're on a football team, you're only together, this is the only year they're going to be together. I mean, this group, no matter win or lose, there's going to be 10, 15 new guys on this team next year. And so I think they got to realize that this is one of those, enjoy this opportunity. Let's see what we can still accomplish here as a team, because this team will be different next year, just the way the league works. So let's make the best of it. And I think they did that on Sunday.
But for this week, rest and heal up and then come back next Monday ready to go.
Yeah, and and they're happy about it, obviously. I mean, I told them the schedule back when we were 3-4. I wanted to give them a heads up what our thinking was and what my plan was, and I explained to them why we're doing, and so they wouldn't have to be worrying about it, so they could make their plans, and the coaches knew exactly what our plan was, and so that made the most sense. So, yeah, I think now they're going to enjoy that, and I think most of them were just hoping that they didn't have any nicks or bruises where they had to stay in town. And not everyone leaves. I think a lot of guys have families here, so I'm sure a lot of guys will. It's nice to be in town when you don't have to work, too. There's nothing wrong with that. So I don't think a lot of these guys will all take off, but I'm sure the younger guys will try to go home, visit family, or go back to their colleges and do some things like that, and which is good. And they just got to be safe and stay smart, and we will get back to work next Monday.
How would you assess the play of Kenny Britt through 10 games?
You know, I mean, that's something that it's a work in progress. I mean, when you're coming off an ACL and then, coming off the other knee, hurting the other knee and then the ankle. And so I think he's, and that's something we'll get a chance to look more at this week for his coaches, to kind of see what, if we're using him in the right way. We're already watching his reps as far as in games, so we're not overworking him. So, again, because he has different soreness every week. He's been playing through and practicing through, and he hasn't missed any practices. So he takes every rep we give him. So, we have to kind of push him off the field because he wants to do more and more and more. So I think that's something we'll look at to see if we're making sure we're using him the best way we possibly can. I mean, he had a huge third-down catch yesterday. Two third down catches, one on the first drive, it was a third and two, and he caught a slant when they blitzed us, another cover zero blitz that he beat his guy one-on-one, gave us a big first down, and then he caught the other ball when Jake was scrambling, trying to make a play. He lofted one up to him. I think he had to wait so long for that ball to come down. I think he was afraid he was going to drop it, but he made a big play on that. That was another third down, a third and one. So he made two big plays yesterday, even though, again, statistically we didn't have huge numbers throwing, but we made very important plays that kept drives going, and he's been doing that for us every week. And he had the one drop, and that stuff he's got to continue to work on. He had a drop early on a third and two, I think. So, I think he's, we're happy he's out there. With him out there, we're a better football team, and we just got to keep finding ways to use him.
Can you describe the way that Sendarek and Jamil work together playoffs?
They're doing well. Sendarek had a sack yesterday. You're seeing us keeping him more a little bit on third down because he's rushing better. He's getting a feel for the game, and those guys are get stronger as they play. Usually you want to keep them fresh and take them out, but those two guys are always fighting to stay in. They want more reps. They've done a nice job. I mean, they were a big part of why we held them to 50 yards yesterday rushing up front. They didn't get pushed around. They contained their gaps. But those guys are having fun. I mean, Casey's finally starting to feel healthy. He's been hurt the whole year because he got hurt in the Arizona game back in preseason. Had the big old elbow deal on his arm. And so he's been limited again, but he's been showing up and playing every day. So, they're just getting better. Then you mix Mike Martin in there, and I think that's a nice mixture.
Talk about how Taylor Thompson's come along as a blocker.
He's done well. I mean, and I think that's a big part. The tight ends get, I mean, they don't get to blame more of their success that they should get. That's one of that group. But I think those guys, I mean, they're a huge part of why we're running the ball well. Stevens, no one blocks. There's not a better blocking tight end in football than him. And we've been moving him around. We've been putting him in the backfield. We've put him in the line of scrimmage. And then same thing with Taylor. Taylor is doing a lot of things that we didn't have before. We have a third tight end that can do a lot of things, and that opens up a lot of lanes. And he's been pulling. He's been trapping. He's been leading on the Mike linebacker, the Will linebacker. He doesn't avoid collisions. I mean, I don't think he knew what he signed up for when we drafted him, but he's doing a great job. The three tight ends, and Cookie was in there yesterday on a bunch of our runs where we hit some nice runs. Those guys are a big part of why CJ's running the ball well.
Has he progressed as a blocker quicker than you might have thought, given his background?
I think he has. I think he's John Zernhelt, the tight end coach, has done a great job with him. I mean, he's a sponge, man. He wants to learn his route running. He wants to do it the right way. And we knew he'd be, again, when we drafted him, we didn't know how quickly he'd be able to help us, but we figured he'd help in the rotation, and he's obviously progressed quicker than we thought, especially in the run game, where he still has a lot to learn. He'll get a lot better, but he's a great, good, big-sized kid, physical, and they're hard to find. I mean, he's athletic. He can read the blocks. He's in the backfield and, go fifth and the A-gap, the B-gap, the C-gap without losing his block, and some guys just can't do that, and he does a nice job with it. So I think, and then we mix him with the fullback with Quinn, so that kind of change up the blocking from play to play. We change up our blocking, even though it's the same. It looks different to the defense, and it gives them some problems. And we have now we have two, three guys that can do those kind of things, and it's helped us a lot.